could stand and approach our God in prayer. Great God, our Father, we are thankful that we have these opportunities to praise you, to thank you, and to honour your most great and holy name. We thank you that we have been able to gather together this week to hear from your word and to hear your word expounded and to share each other's company as we encourage each other as we walk towards your glorious kingdom. God, in the beginning you separated the light from the darkness and your presence shone forth upon this earth. You walked before your people and your light showed them the way out of Egypt into your land that you had given them. And you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus, to be a light unto your people and a light unto us, the Gentiles. Lord Jesus, you asked us not to hide your light under a bushel, but to shine forth as servants of you and to show your light into the world in which we live. Great Father, we pray that you will be with us this evening as we praise your name. We pray that you will be with us as we endeavour to shine forth as lights in this world, to proclaim your word and to proclaim your light. We leave this evening in your care because you gave us the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Have you ever thought about light? All our songs this evening reflect different aspects of light, a reoccurring theme throughout the scriptures. Light is referenced in many forms, always as a contrast in order to guide us. Light and heavy. Candles under the bushel, walking in light, or light as a word of God. However, in the beginning, the light occurs as God, his glory in creation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Blessed is the people that know the trumpet sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Now it happened, as they went, that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her."
Thank you.
Humanity is completely reliant on light for life. All human activity requires or is determined by light. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness comes upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. For with thee is a fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Firstly, light is represented as a light of God's word, by which we guide our walk. Secondly, light is a light of the resurrection morning, where, by grace, our walk will take us. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Thank you.
the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon thee hath the light shined. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. and the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it.
Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, as our time of worship and remembrance and song and praise draws to an end, we desire to thank you for the privilege of being able to lift up our voices to the heavenly throne, and we pray that our evening sacrifice may have risen up as a sweet savour. Heavenly Father, may the priestly blessing of Israel be ours this night. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. May we walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. We ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen.